97.7 The Hammer.
The Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. The mobile app available for download now. Apple and Android devices, you can listen to the show, listen to the station. You can, what else can you do on that thing? You can interact with us on there as well.
Take it to Loeb Stadium tonight
for
the Aviators game. Then you can also track the Home Run Derby.
You can do that as well. There you go, because we'll have the coverage of it. We head to the Wings, et cetera, Hammerhead Hotline. Speaking of your Lafayette Aviators, and we talk with a new friend of the show, Tyler Powers, making a return visit to the program. Tyler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're glad to
Doing
be talking
great, man.
To you again, man. Last time we talked to you, it was all Purdue baseball. Now you were playing your summer ball there with the Lafayette Aviators. Hashtag take flight. Duff, don't forget, you got to throw in the hashtag.
That's right. I put that on the tweet.
You got to do that. So how has the experience been so far with the Aviators in your summer, Tyler?
It's been good. You know, it's really been a blessing to play in front of a lot of fans that I'm familiar with in Lafayette and being able to live at home, which is a big bonus. My mom's a really good cook, so I really enjoy that. But it's been a busy schedule, but it's definitely been beneficial to me.
So does that mean mom's doing your laundry too, or what's that all about?
She makes me do my own laundry for learning purposes, but, you know, I wish.
Hey, at least the food's still good. You got that going for you. That's the
Absolutely. The
nice thing about
That's
it.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Tyler, you know, I'm sure you're working on some specific things you want to get better with this upcoming Purdue season. So what are some of your kind of points of emphasis? What are the things you're working on this summer to make yourself a better player for Purdue in the spring?
Overall, I'm just trying to become a more physical player. I've been trying to gain some weight, and I've been really working hard in the weight room with our trainer, Bryce. And, you know, overall, I'm trying to get my arm stronger and just, you know, get a lot of reps at the plate and just continue to get more comfortable and improve as an overall ball player.
So how's the progress with gaining weight? What'd you start the summer with, and where are you right now?
I started about 150, and I'm up to 160, and I'm hoping to be 165, 170. So we'll see. It's been a progress, but it's been good so far. So
is this like mom's diet you're following, or what are you doing to gain weight?
Well, we have a nutritionist, and I kind of been working with her, and she's been giving me, you know, grocery list and stuff that I should eat and how much I should eat and calorie intake and stuff like that. And then obviously my mom helps cook and stuff like that. But, you know, it's been a work in progress, and I've had to eat a lot, but it's definitely going to help me in the fall and going into the spring next year.
So is there anything you've had to give up?
Not really. I mean, I would say it's just, I mean, eating more healthy. It's not really giving up, but just eating more. And it's a large intake.
We're talking with Tyler Powers on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. He's playing with the Lafayette Aviators this summer, which you can go on out and see tonight. They're going to take on those jerks from Springfield, try to get some revenge on them after last night's road game. They've got them in here in town tonight, so you can get on out there and support these guys. A couple of Purdue players on there as well. You know, we talked to both your new coaches last week, and just curious if you had a chance to run into either of them yet and have a conversation with either of the two of them yet.
I haven't had a conversation with either of them yet. I know they've been busy recruiting, and they've been on the road a lot, and, you know, getting in, settled in with their families. But I hope to, you know, see them soon, and hopefully in the fall, you know, get to know them pretty well. And I talked to Waz a couple weeks ago, and he said that they're both really good hires, so I'm looking forward to working with him.
I'm not going to lie. We talked to both of them last week, Coach Fouts and Coach Cribby, man. We both walked away with that feeling really, really good about where the program was headed with those two guys. So I think you're going to be really impressed. What about some of these freshmen? I hear that they're already on campus and stuff. Have you got a chance to run into any of your new teammates yet?
Yeah, actually, they're in a lifting class where I am, and most of them are on campus. I'm not sure if all of them are, but most of them are. And I've gotten a chance to meet most of them, and, you know, they're really good guys, and they seem like they're hard workers. So, you know, kudos to Waz for getting a good recruiting class in here, and hopefully they'll be ready to go to work here in the fall.
Well, what was your piece of advice for them as they step onto campus? I'm sure you had something to relay to them since you're a elder statesman now.
Yeah, when I get to talk to them, I'm definitely going to tell them just – I mean, Waz is pretty tough on us players in the fall, especially freshmen, but, you know, it's for a good reason. He once told a couple of us that, you know, he's hard on the guys because he sees something in us, which is which is really beneficial. You know, it's, you see if he's yelling at you, if he's being hard at you, it's because he sees something in you and he sees you as a better ball player.
Yeah, Tyler, how are you a better player after 1 year under Coach Waz and his system?
I would say just more comfortable. You know, going in, obviously there's a ton of talent and a ton of guys, and you know, I kind of molded into the starting role. And you know, just having a year under my belt, I've been in so many situations. I mean, I've been in a regional, in the biggest stage, and I've played in a lot of Big Ten games, and just being more comfortable, and you know, the transition of playing from high school to college, just overall, just being more comfortable and you know, just having fun overall.
With Milo and with Patrick, how much more fun has this summer been, knowing you're playing with some Purdue teammates?
Oh, it's a blast. Milo and I are really good friends, and you know, it's definitely fun looking out in center and seeing him out there tracking down balls. And then, you know, PJ out on the mound, he's not with us all the time, but you know, it's just definitely more comfortable seeing those guys, and you know, it's always fun playing with former teammates.
We're talking with Tyler Powers on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Purdue player, now playing with your Lafayette Aviators. When I go through your Purdue bio, I'm gonna put you on the spot for this. It tells me that your favorite pro team is the Chicago Cubs. Your favorite ball player is Alex Bregman. Now, he's in the Home Run Derby tonight against Kyle Schwarber, so where do the loyalties lie in that 4-5 seed?
I know. I saw that they're head-to-head. That's going to be a good matchup. I saw Alex Bregman back in the College World Series when I was 13 or 14 for LSU, and I kind of just fell in love. You know, I love how he played. He's a hard worker, and, you know, he just plays the game the right way. And I've kind of just been following him as he's gone up through the Astros organization, and he's been definitely one of my favorite players to watch. And then besides Alex, my other favorite player is Javi Baez. So those two are two of the most exciting players, I think, in the MLB right now. So it's going to be exciting to watch them tonight. So, but honestly, I think I got Kyle Schwarber tonight winning the Home Run Derby.
Mike, he's got Schwarber, the IU guy. You got to be kidding me. What is going on here?
I know. Hey, he's a Cubby now, so I got to root for him.
Well, Tyler, give us your best, like, memory or moment so far of the summer. Has there been something that's really stood out to you, whether it's been, you know, a road trip or a game or anything?
I would say just the most memorable is all the guys. You know, I mean, it's a really good group of guys. We got a lot of talent here, and it's just been fun. You know, we've had a lot of bus rides from 3 hours, 5 hours, and just getting to know those guys and telling stories. And, you know, because, I mean, they're going through the same things at their colleges, and you know, just all the stories and fun times that we've had on the bus is probably most memorable this summer.
So I'm guessing when you're talking with your teammates, and as you mentioned, these are guys all around the region and all around the country, and you say you play for Purdue, and of course now they know you play for Purdue. Is there a different buzz when you say Purdue baseball than maybe a year or two or 3 years ago?
I would say for sure. You know, when you say Purdue, people are like, oh, like you made a regional, you know, like, how was that? Like, I heard you guys had a good season. Like, what do you think of your coach? And I think there's just a slightly bigger buzz now with Waz here and the success that we had this year. But I mean, it's really humbling, and you know, I'm always excited to talk about Purdue. You know, it's my passion, and I've always wanted to play for Purdue since I was a little kid. So it's definitely a proud thing to say when I talk about Purdue baseball.
How hard is it to make that transition for you, at least coach-wise, from high school to college? Because Tim Bornay, very nice guy, but Coach Waz is, they're not cut from the same cloth. They're two very distinctive guys when it comes to their coaching style. So how hard was it for you to kind of make that adjustment going from a more soft-spoken guy like Tim Bornay to Coach Waz?
Right. I would say the transition was a little tougher just from, I mean, what you said. I mean, Waz is pretty outspoken, and he'll get up in your face, and, you know, he's loud and vocal. But, I mean, honestly, they're pretty similar coaches just from the standpoint of, you know, they're really key on details. They're really big on bunting. They're really big on situational hitting. And, you know, they care about the little things. And, I mean, that's what makes them similar. I mean, obviously, they're different vocally, but, I mean, I would say Tim Bornay, you know, coach, he really prepared me well for college baseball.
And let's be honest, you've seen it, I know, because you've played for him, and I've seen it every once in a while. But, you know, Coach Bordenay, he could run hot every once in a while, too.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss a bunt or, you know, not hustle on a play. Or don't you worry. Coach Bordenay will get into you. He's not afraid to do that.
Well, see, that's your guys. You guys are the ones getting him hot. He's always very nice and cordial to me. I stay on his good side.
Yeah. That's smart of you to stay on his good side. I try to, too.
We're talking with Tyler Powers here from your Lafayette Aviators. Hashtag take flight. They are taking on Springfield tonight, 6:35 over at Loeb. So you can make your way on over there and check out the ball game. Go ahead, Duff.
I was just thinking, Tyler, as I looked at your schedule, a lot of home games here over the next, week to 10 days. How important will this stretch be for you guys, because I know you're not where you are as a team with the win total so far.
Right. I mean, I think we've just been struggling late in games, but I mean, I think lately we've been playing really, really good baseball, and we're trying to figure things out. We've had some people come and go, but I mean, I think we've kind of got our rock solid team right now, and hopefully we can go on a big winning streak. You know, if you look at our record, we're pretty good at home, so hopefully we can keep this thing rolling and keep on winning as many games as we can to end out the year.
Tyler, before we let you go here, again, digging through your bio from Purdue, I see you're a very big Drake fan here. I'm sure you've been enjoying the new double album, Scorpion, which is out now. Look at me plugging things. But I'm just thinking, you know, probably have another rain delay at one point here. Will we get a Tyler Powers In My Feelings video onto the Twitter at one point?
Oh, geez. I don't know about that. I'm not that good of a dancer, but maybe I will just for you guys.
Yes!
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll keep an eye out for it. Tyler Powers from your Lafayette Aviators. Again, taking on Springfield tonight. Get on out there and see him at Loeb Stadium. Tyler, friend of the show, we always love having you on, man. Best of luck tonight, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Take care, bud.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, coming back with more.